John, what are your thoughts on that performance?
I'm disappointed with the result. I was really pleased with the performance. They've got us in the 10 minutes after half-time, you know. 7-2 in that period of time. And they obviously came out with a real intent. And they came away with 3 tries in that time. And that sort of stopped their seeds of doubt and allowed them to go back to normal. And obviously we'd invested such a massive effort in the first half. I felt we were down on energy in the second half, and it was as if we were trying to cling on rather than create stuff. But there's been some monumental performances out there, but it's just come down to one or two tiny things individually that's cost us the game and obviously allowed Toronto to win.
In terms of that first half performance, is it fair to say it was like the spirit of that Leeds Cup winning?
It was, yeah. I think that's as well as we've played the over 40. They're a quality team at Toronto, you've got to accept that, and it showed in the fullness of the game. And I mean, they've got somebody so smart in John Wilkin, who stopped going wide and started turning the ball inside to work our middles over in the second half, and that was really clever of what he did, and it drained our big men of further energy. And you know, that's credit to him and Brian, who obviously must have instructed that. But it was a great effort, and you know, you could see what it meant to try and get into the playoffs. But it's another kick in the nuts, really, for us.
I'm guessing it's quite a strange feeling, John, for you to be so proud of that performance, but ultimately a narrow 5-point loss.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, there's an argument in both this game and the York game to say we're the best team, but the scoreboard doesn't say that. And it's the scoreboard that gives you league points, and that's how it is. And we did panic a little, I felt, in the, you know, latter period of the second half. But, you know, we'll learn, we'll improve, we'll continue to progress, and Toronto certainly know that they were in the game.
Can you be too harsh on the side, John, for that first 10 minutes of the second half? Because obviously that will be something you talked about at half-time.
It was, yeah, it was. We've said if we close the next 10, 15 minutes out, we'll get them. But we didn't. And they came out all guns blazing, which you knew they would, because they'd have been really disappointed with their efforts in the first half. But obviously by the time we got to minute 51, we were behind on the scoreboard, and it was always going to be difficult after that.
Obviously it comes down to them 1%ers, as you called your keys, dropping the ball when you've had that fresh set of 6 on the Toronto line.
Yeah, there's, you know, and Jake kicked the ball on play 3 or 4, you know, when we'd got a repeat set on their line. And, you know, there's all sorts of little things. Their wingers don't drop high ball, but they get 2 tries from kicks. So there's all sorts of little things, but generally, you can feel happy with what we've done.
And another great advert for the Betfred Championship.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I think anybody who's watched that will have been really pleased with the standard of play and the quality of the competitiveness that was out there throughout.
You've had 3 changes, John. Obviously, an illness has been going around the camp. Has that had an effect on
you? No. I mean, in all honesty, the players who played were good enough to win, as they demonstrated in the first half. So I'm not going to sort of look for an excuse off the field with regard to that. I thought we demonstrated in that first half we got the quality on the field to win, should we have maintained that for a longer period.
And some real strong efforts in offence and defence. I thought Liam Kirk in that first half were tackling himself to water. Matt Garside with his carrying.
Yeah, there's lots of people who can take real plus points from what they've contributed today. And that's what we've got to do. We've got to dust ourselves down. We've got to keep fighting to the very end. And there's a lot of things need to go for us now, but you never know.
You mentioned John Wilkin. I thought Hakim Maloudi as well was a constant threat.
Yeah, well, I pulled one or two up about, you know, when we kick the ball, that if you don't have a full line chase, he'll pick somebody out and he'll do them, because he's got great footwork. And he almost created a try at the end of the first half. And he was a thorn, you know, as soon as we kicked the ball to him, he was a thorn with his return. But he is a good player. They've not got another bloke on the sideline as well, O'Brien, who Interbaden as well. But they're a good team. I think they're a Super League team in disguise. And the two Super League teams, I would say, we've played here, Leeds and Toronto, we've acquitted ourselves really well.
Are you aware of some of the other results?
I'm aware of none, no. So.
Well, Lee narrowly beat Swindon by a point, and Featherstone only beat Dewsbury by a point, John.
Right.
You know, it's them sort of games, when you think about it, where if the result's on the other foot, the playoff dream is still on.
Yeah.
What's your assessment of the playoffs? Is it still attainable?
well, it's mathematically attainable. While it's mathematically attainable, we'll go for it. You know, I was confident if we'd have won today, it'd have gone to the last day of the season. I'm not as confident now, but we'll have to wait and see because there'll be twists and turns and roller coasters. But I'm still pleased with the effort that they've put in. We couldn't be beaten for effort and attitude today. That's one thing that was blatantly obvious.
So when the frustration, the disappointing result gets up, goes a little bit, I suppose the players can take great heart from the fact they've rubbed shoulders with, you know, great company today, haven't they?
Well, they have. I mean, you know, Lewitelli in the centre is an outstanding player. You know, Liam Kay on the wing, similarly so. You've mentioned Maloudi already. The halves are quality players, and then up front, you know, you've got Ash and Sims. So they've just got quality throughout the team. And I've said this before to you, Mick, that John Wilkins is the best player in this division. No doubt in my mind about that. And he demonstrated that today with his cleverness and how he changed tactics mid-game.
And the fact that it was that close, then, you know, the players can probably take confidence from the fact they've stood up to that.
Definitely, yes. And I think we can go forward in a positive manner. It won't feel like it at the minute. But I think by the time we get to Monday, Tuesday, we've reviewed it thoroughly, it'll probably feel like it then.
I was going to say, obviously, you know, you look at the remaining four games, realistically, as you say, you've got to win them all and hope for lots of favours.
You have, yeah.
In terms of the play, is it just a case now of just look at one game at a time, just let's go out and win the next game?
Well, as I say, we'll have to just review it all and have a look and see how we want to look at it. But as Mick's pointed out, you know, Feathers has just won by 1 point. We've got to go to Dewsbury. You know, so that's a tough place. Barrow's a tough place to go. We've got Sheffield at home, who found a bit of form once again. So we've still got a tough run in, but they're all winning. I think we can beat any team in this division on our day. I really do. And unfortunately, we haven't proved it against York and Toronto, and that might cost us in the long run.
And the next time we're here at Alton John against Sheffield on the 1st of September, a big decision to be made by Andrew Chalmers and the club. It could be the last game we're here.
Yeah, it could, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, you know, we'll leave that with the decision makers. And, you know, Andrew's trying to run the club in a sustainable manner. It certainly doesn't help when you're whacked with that rent. I don't know if there's another rent in rugby league that's at that, even from teams that play at football stadiums. But, you know, and whatever Andrew decides, the board decides, we'll fully support them and we'll keep trying to perform on the field of play.